Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, I'm very excited to introduce you to two cutting-edge ladies who've come up with an amazing product called Generation Skin. Meet Gina Franklin, who's co-founder and CEO of Generation Skin. She was born in Southern California, studied arts and real estate, and has been a very successful business person. And recently, because of something she went through, she developed this new product called Generation Skin. It's a universal breast patch, and it's to help patients who are undergoing surgery and heal and have beautiful scarring. So she came up with the concept of Generation Skin, and we're also going to meet with Marcy Reinbold, who's the co-founder and CFO of Generation Skin. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, so Gina, tell me a little bit about what was the experience that you went through personally that started this whole idea.
Okay. Well, in 2005, I underwent a lift and an augmentation. I had complications within 24 hours, which led to a second surgery. And with the healing process, it left additional scarring, and I just couldn't find anything that was affordable and practical on the market. My doctor did recommend medical grade silicone, any kind of sheeting, but then again, you'd get a small 1-inch patch, and it was like $36 for 12 of them. Mm-hmm. You'd have to cut it and to conform it to your body. You end up wasting materials, and I was more depressed trying to heal with these scars than anything else, because the liquid that they had, you know, the what is the word I'm looking for? They had the
like silicone gel?
Yeah, that the gels never mm-hmm. worked for me. Yeah. I mean, everybody's different, but it just didn't work. And so I did see a little bit of a difference using the medical grade silicone. However, they were so small that it was just too expensive to try to, you know, conform it to the body.
Right, so maybe not practical. So
yeah,
it's definitely true that there are scar treatments out there with silicone and medical grade stuff, but they are super expensive. I know that too. And they do come in very small quantities. So it's interesting that you came up with this concept. How is this Sunset Bloom Universal Scar Patch? How are you able to make it so economically and affordably?
Well, with much research, when Marcy and I got together, we knew that we had to go further and find what was, I mean, that was the bottom breakdown for me, was because it was emotional for me, I wanted to make sure I can find a way to make this affordable but yet practical. And when we got together, we went everywhere to find that, to find and price it, and then to get something that would conform to the body, that didn't feel like a bandage or a patient, or, you know, you just really want to feel beautiful inside and out, what, regardless if you're healing or, you know, you're actually still, you know, going through the process. So
Generation Skin is here to help change the way you feel while you heal.
Uh-huh. So. And Marcy, have you had some personal experience with scars yourself as well?
I, lucky enough, did not. But once I read or heard her story when we got together, I knew that it had to happen. And so I was looking at the time, actually, to use my resources to invest in a company, you know, that helped other people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're here to help women all over the world to feel beautiful.
So you guys didn't know each other before this?
We did. We lost contact, and then we met up again many years later, and that's when she told me about her great idea, and I was ready to help out.
That's awesome. So just like that, your idea came to fruition. But an idea takes a long time to become a reality. How many years did it take to really get a product to the marketplace?
Let's see. So 2005, sketched the idea. There was a couple things that really came to Sunset Bloom when we sat down and we were really going for it. I knew that I didn't want to be, I wanted to be something different on the market for us. Whereas you have to buy, you know, whether it's a lollipop cut or an anchor cut, you have to keep buying different kits. You have to buy this, you have to buy that. So I thought, it'll be cost effective if we have one thing that covers all sizes, all all different stars. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful, and you feel sexy, and you feel good, and it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, or if you had a lift, you had an augmentation, you had breast cancer. It's for everyone, and it really does conform to your body to where it feels like you can just, you don't have to wear a bra. It lifts. It mm-hmm. does all kinds of things.
Yeah. Wow, it sounds like I should get one of those just to wear it for like a bra.
Absolutely. I will leave you with some for yourself, and I encourage you to try them. And
wait, so you guys that are listening, just so you can have a visual, that's kind of a soft fabric. It's shaped like a flower with a long stem and leaves. And, of course, the flower will go over the breast and nipple area, and then the stem and leaves would cover any other scar or incision site, or I imagine would do some good lifting abilities.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's very soft and thin and flexible and felt-like feeling, and it's not really like the rubbery silicone sheeting that you stick on. So
absolutely.
Kind of a very interesting idea, and very much like a lot of feminine touch went into it, which maybe men who design... I don't know who designs the scar things that are out there, but I'm considering there are probably a lot of men have not put a lot of thought into that.
I definitely believe that. I mean, of course, when we wanted to do this, we wanted the woman to feel beautiful. That was, you know, and to be going through the healing process. But just being affordable and practical is huge. It's huge because, I mean, whether or not we're, you know, exactly where everything else is on the market, or we give a better, you know, a better product that's more everything, visual, it feels good, it looks good, you can buy a few of them, so you can actually lay out in them. You can do multi things with them, even though there is a medicinal purpose to it. Mm-hmm. So it is a lot of fun. I wear them underneath certain outfits. I don't want to wear a bra.
Now, do these work on all type of scars?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Any type of scar. So as long as there's no wet infection or anything.
Healed scars.
Yes,
healed
no
scars.
Open wounds. Obviously, we would want a doctor to recommend this, you know, scarring treatment when it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. We don't obviously want anybody to hurt themselves or have any mishaps with it. So definitely on closed and healed skin.
And they're reusable?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. How many uses can you get out of one patch?
I have a customer who still, it's been 3 months, and they say, as long as you take care of it, which all the instructions are on the website as well as in the packaging, if you just follow the instructions and you take care of it well, you can also clean them, then you can get a multi-use. You can get up to 3 weeks. You can get a month. It really depends on mm-hmm. how you take care of it. We recommend you not sleeping in them because they do crease when we roll and we sleep. And it kind of makes it look a little bit more worn.
Right.
So if you take them off before you sleep, you can wear them all day. You can take them off in the shower. We don't recommend you working out in them, although you can, because of the sweat beads will eventually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, this sounds like an amazing product. I think it'll be a great resource for women who've had breast surgery. And I think people will find their own inventive uses for it. And I just
Absolutely.
Want to encourage you listeners out there, scars are a big topic, and I can give you some tips on how to help scars heal best. I would say my top tips involve like the immediate post-op period. So number one, see a surgeon who's not going to make a wound with a lot of tension on it. Anytime there's a lot of tension, pulling together tissues under tension will create a bigger, broader scar and more tendency to form a keloid or a thickened scar. And number two, keeping the wound clean with daily cleansing with alcohol or hydrogen peroxide followed by a very thin layer of antibiotic ointment will always reduce bacterial superinfection and make sure that your scar heals cleanly. Number three, make sure your sutures come out at just the right time. So we don't want to have stitches stay in too long or too short of a duration. Too short, the wound pulls open. Too long, we get railroad track markings and sometimes look deeper scars. Number four would be make sure you use some type of adhesive strips like Steri-Strips or butterfly strips, which bring the wound edges together after your stitches have been removed, because again, the skin is at its weakest state and tension on the wound on weak collagen fibers can make it pull apart.
Wow.
And then I think, you know, wearing a support garment or device for heavier tissues like abdomen and breasts is very important. You don't want the weight of the tissues to pull on. the neck is an area where we commonly get really difficult scars. So making sure your surgeon places the scar in a proper location and within a skin crease is always very good for making the scar hide. And then lastly would be definitely using modern technology to help scars heal well, which should include the silicone gels, the silicone sheeting that are available that are medical grade, as well as these interesting new devices that are coming around like your universal scar patch, the Sunset Bloom. So I definitely want you guys to think about always nurturing and treating your wounds well, keeping them clean and helping them heal nicely. Remember that vitamin E and these type of topical things you put on really are not the way to get the best wound healing. That's sort of the old wives' tale of put vitamin E oil on your wound and your scar will heal flatter and better. It doesn't really work nearly as well as any of these silicone sheetings or your second skin device. So those are my tips coming from a plastic surgeon, the secrets for good scar healing. I'm not a big believer in the onion-based Mederma, which is sold over the counter, but some people like it, and if you have nothing else, that's something.
It didn't work for me.
It didn't work for you. Yeah, it's advertised heavily, so they do sell a lot of it, but it doesn't really do that much. But it's important to treat wounds aggressively in the first 6 weeks to 6 months and even up to a year. Beyond a year, wounds are already mostly healed and remodeled, and then we can treat with laser treatments, with dermabrasion, with stem cell growth factor treatments, with microneedling, lots of things we can do for scar, and then surgery to revise scars, of course. So if you have a scar, don't fret. Don't think it's the end of the world. Just get something. Get one of these amazing products like Generation Skin. So thank you so much, Gina, for coming on the podcast. And Marcy, the two of you are blockbuster ladies. To come together and build a product and get it on the market is a huge undertaking. I know exactly how hard that is, so I really commend you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, and where can patients find your scar?
www.generation-skin.com. Even if you spell out the -skin.com, you'll still get there.
Okay, generationskin.com, and they can purchase Sunset Bloom patches there. If you're undergoing breast surgery, definitely think about getting that ahead of time. That's it for now, ladies. So stay beautiful. Keep your scars healing nicely. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram doing beautiful things with people's faces. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And my website is the same, beautybydrk.com. And that's it for now. Hopefully you never get scars. If you do, now you know the tricks. Bye, ladies.
Bye. Thank you.